It's Tuesday, the 9th of September. We're back to grey skies again. Well, but they're bright grey skies. It's dry again, great stuff. And it's calm. Again, hardly a breath. This is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. Looking straight at a brand new fence. I've lost my extended family garden. Fence isn't complete yet. It's complete on one side, but it's being double strapped. So the guys have to crawl back through the hole of left to fix the panels on the other side. And then I'll have to paint it all. That's okay. I have a cunning plan. But now that the fence is up, it does. All that devastation I caused to clear pathways for the guys has left the garden look, well, a wee bit devastated and sad. That's okay. New planting and new growth. It'll be fine. And it gives me a whole, well, not quite a whole new palette to start from. It certainly. Something to plan and think about. Ooh. Two blackbirds at Warp Factor 9. One chasing the other through the garden. Slept well last night, again. Actually, I'm sleeping pretty good. I'm just wondering if it's all this physical activity during the day, because yesterday I was doing some laborious tasks again, which I enjoyed. I'm just wondering if it's that. And maybe the fact that mentally I'm feeling revitalised. Usually this time of the year you begin to feel that, but like the garden, period, the rundown period. I'm actually feeling the opposite. I'm almost feeling spring-like in attitude. And physically, I'm feeling a lot better than I have off late. Just feeling good. I would hope and pray that I could keep this, maintain this physical and mental, I'll call it high, condition. I don't know, what would I call it? Do I need to call it anything? Just feeling that good. I was watching I stand in front of the ornamental grass that is mostly light straw now. There are some green. And there's loads of those wee creamy aphids still in it. I was watching a wee blue tip flit from stem to stem and leaf to leaf and picking these off. At points looking like it was a wee typewriter. Getting a fresh breakfast. They say there's a reason for everything in the world. Some people question that. I think, well, for example, what use is an aphid in life? Because they're destructive. I think the blue tit would argue with you. I can understand where people come from. What use are certain things in life? They don't seem to do things. Look at mayflies. They fly for a wee bit after hatching. They mate. They die. Having left some eggs somewhere. But they don't do anything apart from that. So what use are they? Only God and a greater being than I can figure that out. But, in the same respect, why should we deny something life if it's there? Even a tiny wee effort that's eating your roses. Well, if you hadn't put roses there, they wouldn't have been there to eat the roses. So, you're to blame. I think there's an argument for everything in life. For and against. I heard someone say the other day there about this new breed of, well, belligerent people, those who do nothing but scrounge off society and spend their days high on drugs and drink and smoking and all kinds of things, and generally being really an aphid on society, if you like, if you want to put it that way, performing no positive function in life, and they were given life and doing nothing with it. I heard someone going on about that the other day, and they were right in a certain way. But then again, everyone deserves a chance of life, and everyone deserves a chance to change their life. Whether they choose to or not, that's entirely different, and I don't want to go down that road. All I'm saying is that it's always easy to put things down. I don't mean kill them. I mean the tiny aphid or the belligerent so-and-so who I've just spoken about. But it isn't easy to understand at times. We think we're clever. We think we know everything. But are we, really? Do we? I know I've been caught out criticising and getting wrong impressions in my life, and then finding out just how wrong I was. So who am I? So, wee tiny aphid, you obviously have a hidden reason d'etre for life, more than just sucking the life out of plants. Well, at least now that the fence is back up, Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird will have their boundary back that they can rightfully reclaim their land without dispute.